VOA English.
It was a beautiful, sunny Saturday. I was going to meet an old university friend I hadn't seen for years and was really excited to hear all his news. My train was running a little late, but that was no big problem. I could text him to say I would be delayed. He would understand. But where was my mobile phone? Ah, I had that familiar sinking feeling. Yes, I'd forgotten it at home. No mobile phone. I'm sure I'm not alone in feeling anxious, on edge and worried when I don't have my phone with me. In fact, I know I'm not alone. Two-thirds of us experience nomophobia, the fear of being out of mobile phone contact. That's according to a study from 2012, which surveyed 1,000 people in the UK about their relationship with mobile phones. It said we check our mobile phones 34 times a day, that women are more nomophobic than men, and that 18 to 24-year-olds are the most likely to suffer fear of being without their mobiles. 77% of them say they are unable to be apart from their phones for more than a few minutes. It's funny to think that around 20 years ago, the only people with mobile phones would be business people carrying their large plastic bricks. Of course, these days, mobile phones are everywhere. A UN study from this year said mobile phone subscriptions would outnumber people across the world by the end of 2014. And when there are more mobile phones than people in the world, maybe it's time to ask who really is in charge. Are you in control of your phone, or does your phone control you? So, what happened with my university friend? When I arrived a few minutes late, he just laughed and said, "You haven't changed at all. Still always late." And we had a great afternoon catching up, full of jokes and stories, with no interruptions and no nagging desire to check my phone. Not having it with me felt strangely liberating. Maybe I'll leave it at home on purpose next time.
Takeaway English from bbcukchina.com.